Hi, Spencer Rivers here with the Thursday edition of Well, What Do You Know? October 7th, 2021. Today is National Frappe Day, the coffee and whipped cream drink that makes you lose about $8 and gain 2 pounds. Did you know that Starbucks didn't invent it? Frappes have been around since the 1890s. The chilled version was invented by accident in Greece when a coffee executive couldn't find hot water for his instant coffee, so he made it in a shaker with cold water. Instead, it's now the national coffee drink of Greece. Today is also a National LED Light Day, celebrating light-emitting diodes and all the cool things we can do with them, like that handy flashlight on your phone or the super thin TV. LEDs have been around since, get this, they've been around since the 1950s. But back then, they only emitted a dim red light. Today, they're helping save the environment and piles of money since they use so little electricity. Random fact for today. In fact, we have two of them. CBS used artificially added bird noises to their golf coverage until the year 2000, when a bird expert noticed the noises didn't match the birds that lived in that area and exposed the scam. And we say o'clock because in the 13th through 17th centuries, clocks were not prominent. So when someone was telling you the time from a clock and not a sundial or just guessing, they'd say, "Oh, it's 4 of the clock. And that became o'clock. 4 of the clock. I'm going to try that with somebody. All right, next page. Oh, do you tip your mailman at Christmas? Well, this woman will not be. Some lady near Cleveland, Ohio, caught her mailman peeing on her mailbox last month, and it wasn't the first time that he did it or done it. She recently moved into a new apartment. Her landlord told her that there was an ongoing issue with a mailman who wouldn't stop peeing on their mailboxes. When she saw him do it, she confronted him. He hadn't even zipped up yet, so his junk was still in full view. It's not clear if he peed on the base of the mailbox or further up the post, but he started yelling at her and poured water out of a water bottle, apparently to wash away the pee. She called the cops, who tracked the mailman down, and before they even asked him a question, he told them he just spilled his water bottle, so that seemed a bit suspicious. He denied the whole thing, called the allegation crazy, but the cops said the mailbox smelled like urine, and they cited him for public indecency. What goes through somebody's mind to pee on a mailbox? I don't know. It's a little early, but the Center for Disease Control has some suggestions for your Christmas shopping list. A COVID shot and a fan. The Centers for Disease Control says if you plan having an indoor holiday get-together, maybe for Thanksgiving too, crack a window open. Turn on a fan. They say the ventilation will lower your chances of catching something that might be in the air. If you hate your job enough to quit, don't consider working for a restaurant or a bank. A new study has found waiters and bankers are among the professions with the highest turnover rates in the United States. Restaurant staff have had enough of fighting with unmasked customers, and bankers say the long hours just aren't worth it. But the most quittable job in America? Police chief. They're leaving for jobs with more growth opportunities. Oh, Wendy's is now making a breakfast cereal? And no, it's not cheeseburger flavor. They've teamed up with Kellogg's to make a chocolate puff cereal that's supposed to taste like a Wendy's frosty milkshake. It will be on store shelves in December and even comes with a coupon for an actual frosty in case the cereal version doesn't do it for you. That might be interesting. Sounds like Cocoa Puffs though, doesn't it? All right, some dude in L.A. is suing a psychic because she wasn't able to remove a witch's curse. The guy went to a fortune teller looking for help with his marriage. It's a first mistake. And she told him an ex-girlfriend had put a spell on him. He paid her $1,000 to fix it, but his luck did not change. Now he's suing her for $25,000. Yikes. People just, well, never mind. All right, that's it for Thursday. Hope you have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Tuesday. I'm Spencer Rivers.